John Knox's account of the bombardment and surrender of St. Andrew's Castle in 1547. Upon the penultimate day of June, appeared in the sight of the Castle of St. Andrew's 21 French galleys, with the skiff of an army, the like whereof was never seen in that firth before. The next day, after that the galleys arrived, they summoned the house, which being denied, they prepared for siege. And first they began to assault by sea, and shot 2 days. But thereof they neither got advantage nor honour, for they danged the slates off houses, but neither slew man, nor did harm to any wall. But the castle handled them so, that Sancta Barbara, the gunner's goddess, helped them nothing, for they lost many of their rowers, men chained in the galleys, and some soldiers, both by sea and land. And further, a galley that approached nigher than the rest was so dung with the cannon and other ordnance that she was stopped, under water, and so almost drowned, and so had been were it not that the rest gave her succour in time and drew her first to the West Sands, without the shot of the castle, and thereafter to Dundee, where they remained, till that the governor, who was then at the siege of Langhope, came unto them, with the rest of the French faction. The siege by land was confirmed about the castle of St. Andrew's, the 24th day of July. The trenches were cast, ordnance was planted upon the Abbey Kirk and upon St. Salvator's College, and yet was the steeple thereof burnt, which so annoyed the castle that neither could they keep their blockhouses, the sea tower head, nor the west wall. For in all those places were men slain by great ordnance. Yea, they mounted the ordnance so high upon the Abbey Kirk, that they might discover the ground of the close in divers places. Moreover, within the castle was the pest, and divers therein died, which more afraid some that was therein than did the external force without. But John Knox was of another judgment, for he ever said that their corrupt life could not escape punishment of God, and that was his continual advertisement, from the time that he was called to preach. When they triumphed of their victory, the first 20 days they had many prosperous chances, he lamented, and ever said, they saw not what he saw. When they bragged of the force and thickness of their walls, he said, they should be but eggshells. When they vaunted, England will rescue us, he said, ye shall not see them, but ye shall be delivered in your enemy's hands, and shall be carried to a strange country. Upon the penultimate of July at night was the ordnance planted for the battery. 14 cannons, whereof 4 were cannons royal, called double cannons, beside other pieces. The battery began at 4 hours in the morning, and before 10 hours of the day, the whole south quarter, betwixt the foretower and the east blockhouse, was made assaultable. The lower trance was condemned, divers slain in it, and the east blockhouse was shot off from the rest of the place. Betwixt 10 hours and 11 there fell a shower of rain, that continued near an hour, the like whereof had seldom been seen. It was so vehement that no man might abide without a house. The cannons were left alone. Some within the castle were of judgment that men should have issued forth and put all in the hands of God. But because that William Kirkcaldy was communing with the prior of Capua, who had the commission of that journey from the King of France, nothing was enterprised, and so was appointment made, and the castle rendered, upon Saturday, the last of July.